I'm going to show you from Scripture what God does to people that does not obey Him. And I'm going to show you what He'll do for those that do obey Him. And there's all the difference in the world. So we're going to start out with 2 Chronicles 21, verses 12 through 20. I want you to see this king that didn't obey God. I want you to notice how long this guy lived. He was only 40 years old when he died. And I want you to see what God did to this man in 2 Chronicles 21, start with verse 12. Now, people today don't think God will hurt anybody. They have a complete different idea of who God is from His Word. There is a way that seems right unto man, but it leads unto death. So man thinks God is a big, since He is a God of love, they think He couldn't hurt anybody or He would never make anybody sick. That's what the church thinks. You ask the average Christian, I mean, you could ask me 20 years ago, do you think God would make somebody sick? I say, absolutely not. He's a loving, kind God. He would never do nothing like that. But I didn't know Him. I didn't know Him. But now I know Him a whole lot better. Let's go to this scripture. In 2 Chronicles 21, He has built pagan shrines in the hill country of Judah, has led the people of Jerusalem and Judah to give themselves to pagan gods. Now then, this is the king. This is the same thing we're talking about as the president of the United States. He's leading people astray. He's doing what this king did. Then Elijah the prophet wrote Jehoram, that's the king, this letter. This is what the Lord says. The God of your ancestor David says, you have not followed the good example of your father Jehoshaphat or your grandfather King Asa of Judah. You went the wrong way, son. Now then, verse 13 and 14. Instead, you have been as evil as the kings of Israel. Is the president we have up there and his administration known to be evil? Dr. James Dodson, everybody knows Focus on the Family. Dr. James Dodson has come out clearly that this administration has done more damage to the American family than any and all presidents in history. He said, this is the wickedest administration that we have ever had. And in other words, I'm not the only one preaching this. When Dr. Dodson says that on radio, national radio around the world, you know he can back up what he says. He says, instead, you have been as evil as the kings of Israel. You have led the people of Jerusalem and Judah to worship idols, just as King Ahab did in Israel. And you have even killed your own brothers, men who were better than you. Kill them. So now the Lord is about to strike you. Ooh, aren't we glad we're on God's side? Aren't we glad we're in church today instead of out here somewhere doing something stupid? So now the Lord is about to strike you, your people. He says He's going to strike your people, your children, your wives, and all that you have with a heavy blow. Do you want to be involved when God strikes? No, me neither. I wouldn't mind if some, I wouldn't want nobody to hurt me. I don't like pain. But I'd hold up rather some man get mad at me and punch me out than to God to strike me. Because if God strikes me, He knows how to get our attention. He puts a little pain in the back, doesn't He, Jack? Just a little twist in the back. He can either give it to you or He can take it away just that easy, can't He? And we don't like it when we got it, do we? No, I had that back trouble a long time before I learned. Verse 15 and 16. You yourself will be stricken with a severe intestinal disease. Now, who's He talking to? The king. The king. You yourself will be stricken with a severe intestinal disease until it causes your bowels to come out. They're going to fall out. But Jeroboam was 32 years old, and he only reigned 8 years, and he died. Isn't that something that nobody ever says anything about? You know, I got a letter here a while back on all of the senators. In fact, it didn't say what these men were. It said there was 100 men. Actually said there was 100 men, and this is their life. It told about how many times they'd been arrested, told about how many women they had been, how many women they had married, how many times they'd been in jail. I mean, it was over and over and over and over. And I read this whole list and I thought, good grief, who is this bunch of wicked people? And I got down to the bottom and it said, this is the men that's in your Senate right now. I thought, wow, no wonder we got the problems we got. Isn't that awful? You know what you would think as a Christian male like myself walking where I walk with God? No man should be allowed to serve as a senator or a representative if he's not a blood-washed man, son of God. And then be involved with a whorehouse? Absolutely not. Involved with whores out of wedlock with his wife? And no, never. I mean, having children out of wedlock? You know, stealing from the companies they work for? These are the people that are running the United States of America right now. And most of you don't have a clue. When you vote for somebody, you don't ever even check them out. You don't even know who they are when you go to vote. If you do, you just go over and say, well, I'm a Republican, I vote for all Republicans. Or if I'm a Democrat, I vote for all Democrats. And you have no idea who the men are that you're voting for. That's the average American. That's where we live. That's why we got what we got today. But then again, literally half of us, or more than half of us, don't even go to the polls to vote anyway. Well, that's why we got what we got. That's why when this king here, this man, that's why, look what God did to this country that we just read about in 2 Chronicles, because the king was wicked. What did he do to the country? War. He brought war. He brought death and destruction. He brought everything. Who was doing all of this? The Lord, right? God. Has he changed any? No, he's still the same God. Okay, let's go to Ezekiel 18, 1 through 32. I want to read you some more things there. There's some good news and bad news in Ezekiel 18, 1 through 32. Then another message came to me from the Lord. Why do you quote this proverb in the land of Israel? Their parents have eaten sour grapes, but their children's mouth pucker at the taste. Do you know that's a proverb? That's a proverb. What do you think that means? Anybody have any idea what you really think that means? The what, Jack?
Children are affected by what?
That's right. Your children are affected by your sins. That's exactly what he's saying. Other places he says, I pass these curses on to your children to the third and fourth generation. But let's see what he says about this. He says, why do you quote this proverb? Verse 3 and 4. As surely as I live, says the Lord, the sovereign Lord, you will not say this proverb anymore in Israel. No more. For all people are mine to judge. All people are mine to judge. Both the parents and the children alike. In other words, I'm God. I'll take care of it. You think he's big enough to take care of it? Absolutely. And this is my rule. This is God's rule. In Ezekiel 18 here, he said, the person who sins will be the one who dies. What? The person who sins will be the one who dies? That ought to make us realize if he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, even if you're his child and you go out and start sinning, guess what's going to come upon you? Some kind of sickness and disease. Now, do you want to die early? No, nobody wants to die early. Then why do we go out and do the stupid things we do? Why do we sin? Because he says, if you go out and start sinning, what am I going to do to you? What did God say he's going to do to you? He says he'll kill you, didn't he? He said, you're going to die. Is that what he said? Well, I don't want to die even at my age. Do you want to die at your age? There's something you and me got to do to keep from dying. The person who sins will be the one who dies. Okay, let's go on to 5 and 6. Suppose a certain man is just and does what is lawful and right. And he does not feast in the mountains before Israel's idols or worships them. And suppose he does not commit adultery or have intercourse with a woman during her menstrual period. You know, a lot of Christian men don't know that. I mean, they don't know that they're not supposed to have sex with their wife while she's flowing blood. But God says no. It's amazing what's in this book. And there's been men, Christian men, that have been sick and afflicted because they broke this rule. But God ever never changed this rule. All right, verse 7 and 8. Suppose he is a merciful creditor, not keeping the items given in pledge by poor debtors, and he does not rob the poor, but instead gives food to the hungry and provides clothes for people in need. Now, boy, when I read that, I thought about Dave. I mean, Dave, he can be going down the road. I don't care how big a hurry he's in, where he's going. Somebody's on the side. He stops and helps them, doesn't he? He'll give them the last dollar he's got in his pocket. You know, he buys gas for them. I thought, wow, God, no wonder he healed him. You know, he's such a giving man of a giving spirit. Provides clothes for people in need, gives food for the hungry, or gas to them, whatever, in their car. And suppose he grants loans without interest. Loans without interest? Now, who in the world in a right mind would loan money without interest? Only a man of God that wants to dwell in the sanctuary of God. That's who. Stays away from injustice. Is honest and fair when judging others. You may not know this. You know, Pat Boone, years ago, made a lot of money off the black people's music. You know that? Well, now then, he's getting on the wagon against Obama. So Obama called him and called him a racist. Isn't that something? Obama, he's strange, to say the least. Suppose he is a merciful creditor. Suppose he grants loans without interest, stays away from injustice, is honest and fair when judging others. 9 and 10. And faithfully obeys my laws and regulations. Anyone who does these things is just and will surely live, says the Sovereign Lord. Now, do we like that? Now, if you and me meet all those requirements, young man, we can be assured God's going to let us live out our full life. Is that what he said? Oh, yeah. Praise God. Now, I love that, don't you? Now, see, there is a requirement both ways. You know, if you obey him and do what he says, you get to live a long, good, healthy life and raise your children in the love and admonition of the Lord. And he will bless your socks off.
We're going to stop for today. Praise the Lord Jesus. We're going to stop for today. But we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, "The Lord is About to Strike with a Heavy Blow," in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106, or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.